Okay, because some of the halachas about killing shrotzim or whatever, Rashi learned that the maskana of the Gemara is that the five mazikim that mentions, even if they're not chasing you, you can kill them because they're a danger in general. And the rest of shrotzim are what's it called, even if they're not running again, running after you. That's what's called the other ones you can only kill if they're running after you. But according to Reb Shimon, even those are only Nisa D'Rabbanan, and you're allowed to kill if they're not running after you. Tosfos argues on Rashi, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rashi and like Reb Shimon. We pasken that Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is what's it called is Pater. Therefore, all this is only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore, what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch paskens not only you're allowed to kill mazikim that are fatal. But you can even kill mazikim that are mitzayir you. And the Mishnah Berurah explains mitzayir means that they bite or wound you, but not just that they bother you. So theoretically, if you have kinds of things that won't kill you, but they'll maim you, wound you, whatever, you're allowed to kill them also. These mosquitoes, not. Mosquitoes are just, what's it called? They carry disease. They carry, but most places, which is mosquitoes, don't carry disease. They're just stomach mosquitoes. Okay. Let's go on. We're up to the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph on the base. Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Pamuto Shel Beis Rebbe, Mutar L'Tatlo B'Shabbos. Candlesticks that were in Beis Rebbe are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Pashas, it means over here, Litzorah Gufa Makoma, because they're Klishim Lachdolayasir, and they're talking where they weren't lit on Shabbos itself, so they didn't become a Bosses L'Davar Ha'asir. And what's it called? So Stam, what's it called? Leichter is Mukta because of his Klishim Lachdolayasir, and therefore it's Mutra L'Talkalim B'Shabbos. If you need the place or you need to use a thing. Menoros, the Loshel Chulios. We learned before that menoros of Chulios, where they're collapsible, we're afraid that you may come to put them together. That's they're also to carry. And even what's it called, if they just look like they're Shel Chulios, we're afraid people will mix them up with the ones that were Shel Chulios. But here it's not Shel Chulios. It's a regular, what's it called, the menorah that's made of one piece. Omer Le Reb Zeira. Are they talking about dafka small ones or even big ones that you have to hold in two hands? Rashi, like the ones in your father's house which were small. But big ones, people don't move around, and since they are something that normally be mukta, and people don't move them, then they, what's it called, are makta at them from their minds before Shabbos, because they don't usually move them around, then those are muktzah, even the Tzorach Gufa Makoma. The Chazon Ish even extends this, that if you have something very heavy that you never move, or not even very heavy, something you never move around, even if it's not muktzah, that's a clock that you never take off the wall. If that becomes muktzah on Shabbos, because you kovei it a makom, you give it a place, and you don't never move it, what's it called, then it's what's it called also muktzah. Others argue and say it has to be something that at least has some din of muktzah to begin with, and then if in addition to that you never move it around, then it becomes muktzah machmas chisar and kish, can't move for anything. But if it's not muktzah at all, right, then they hold that just being makoveyed and makom doesn't make it muktzah. Okay, Tosfos argues, and Tosfos what's it called, says that like the ones in your father's house, right, means either big ones or small ones, but they had, what's it called, lines, and it looked like it was shel chulio, still they were, what's it called, they were mutter. Vomer Abba Bar Kahana Mar Bichanina, Kronos shel Beis Rebbe mutter l'talklum b'Shabbos. Rashi, Kronos, Asuyos l'vnei Adam. These are wagons that were made to transport people. You're allowed to move them around at Shabbos. Omer le Reb Zeira, b'ni tolim ba'adam echad or b'shnei b'adam. When they're movable by one person, or even only two people can move it. Omer le kosin shal beis avicha. Rashi says, doesn't say anything, okay? meaning what's it called, mstama, like before, that they're only small. Omar Ababa Bar Kahana, Hitulem Rebbe Chanin Lebeis Rebbe, Lishtos Yayim Bekrono Shal Nochri, Bechosom Echad. That Rebbe Chanin was Mater, the family of Rebbe, to drink wine in wagons of a goy. In other words, the wine was transported in the wagon, in a bottle, Bechosom Echad, with one seal on it, right, and not with two seals. Normally you can't transport wine through a goy with less than two seals on the thing. Below Yadana, Imishum the Soverle Kerbalazer. I wasn't sure if the reason he allowed the wine to be transported in Goyish wagons, because he held the Kerbalazer. The Omer Rashi says, Mesechus Avodah Zorah, Yayin Mutter Bechosam Echad, because he argues and he holds that wine is allowed to be transported in the hands of a Goy, even with only one seal. Imishum Eimso Devein Asior, because this was an exceptional rule, because they were afraid of the house of the Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was the Nasi. And therefore, what's it called? Rashi says, Shehoya Nochri HaMeviyo Yorim Min HaNasi. Normally, a goy is not so afraid. So if you don't put two seals, we're afraid he may have opened it and be menasech it, and it became Aser. But by the Nasi, he was afraid of the consequences if he would, what's it called, open the wine. Because the Nasi had power through the government, right, to punish people or whatever. So he was afraid. Right? Rashi says, what in the world does this have to do with our sugya? Because since we quoted before Rab Abba Bar Kahana, we mentioned these two things also that Rab Abba Bar Kahana mentioned. Okay, go on. Nochri Shehidlik es haner mishtamish la'orob. A goy lit a candle for himself. So mishtamish lo Yisrael. Then a Jew was allowed to use that candle, since the goy lit it for himself. The Jew was allowed to be nehenna from it. V'im bishvil Yisrael osur. But if he lit it for a Jew, then the Jew is not allowed to use the light. Mile mayim lahashkos behemto mashkach rav Yisrael. A goy went and he filled water from Rishus Hayochid into Rishus Harabim for his behema, and there was water left over. The Jew is allowed to use the water that's left over. The im bishvil Yisrael osur. But if he did it for the Jew, then it's osur for the Jew to have any hanoah from that malacha. Osur nochri kevish leiridbo, right? Nochri made a gangplank to descend from a boat on Shabbos. Yorid achrav Yisrael. So the Jew was allowed to use the gangplank because it wasn't made for him. The im bishvil Yisrael osur. But if it was made for the Jew, then the Jew isn't allowed to use it. And there was a mice attack with Rangamliel Neskenim. They were in a boat, and they cut off on Shabbos, and the goy had made a gangplank on Shabbos, and for himself, and the Chachomim, Rangamliel, went down it, even what's it called, even though it was made on Shabbos, because it wasn't made for them. And Tosa says, the others say, the chiddush over here of the maisa, what's we need maisa to tell me, the Mishnah says beferish is mutter. But the maisa was that I might think that since Rav Gamliel was so important, that the goy had him in mind too. Kamash Malah, no, that what's it called, that the goy had himself in mind, that was it. Okay, Rashi.
Was the Isur of Mayim?
What? He took it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRab. Rashi, in Bishvil Yisrael Osur mid Rabbanan. So all of this is only Yisurei de Rabbanan. We'll see 1 second the reason. Took a water from a boar, which was Rishus HaYochid, and he brought it into Rishus HaRabim from the boar. Kevesh osim b'sfina gedola leiridbo m'sfina liyabosha. It's a gangplank that they use, a ramp, to get out of the boat onto dry land. Okay. So the what's the reason why a yid is not allowed to be nehenna from the malacha that a goy did for him? So there are two reasons. One is, some say the reason is because he shouldn't be nehenah mimelecha Shabbos. Since the malacha was done for him, you don't want to get nehanah from a malacha that was done for a Jew on Shabbos. And the second reason is that we're afraid that he'll tell the goy to do it more for him. Right? That he'll be nehenah from this malacha and he'll want more. And he'll end up telling the goy, and that's what's it called... Therefore, the Rabbanan asked this as part of Amir al-Akum. Nafkamina, one of the Nafkaminas would be, If the reason is that you shouldn't be nehenna from Alecha Shabbos, that's only a real hana. But something that's not a real hana, like using a candle to see by, that's not real hana, right? That's kol, mara, reyach, or goy, turn on the radio just to listen to it, right? L'chora, that's not real hana. But if we're afraid that you'll tell the goy to do it, then even those kinds of malachas are forbidden. And l'maaseh, the Gemara says b'feirish that it's osur. So the reason is both reasons. One is you shouldn't be nehenna, and the other is we're afraid that maybe you'll tell him to do it. Another nafkamina is, what about somebody who it wasn't lit for him? A goy lit a candle for one Jew, and now there's another Jew who wasn't there bichlal, and he wants to be nehenna from it. So if the idea is that we're afraid you'll tell the goy you weren't there bichlal when the goy did it, so now no chashash you're going to tell the goy to do it. You came much later; it wasn't done for you. But if the idea is not to be nehenna mi melechah Shabbos, the ma'isa, there was a melechah Shabbos done for a Jew, and you're nehenna from it. So that would also, what's it called? The Shulchan Aruch paskins l'maisa, that even for somebody who it wasn't done for him, it's also for being nehenna, but by an issur d'rabbanan, there it's mutter. Okay, by an issur d'oraisa, if the goy did an issur d'oraisa for a Jew, no Jew is allowed to be nehenna from it. Masha ein kein, what's it called? If it's issur d'rabbanan, then another Jew who wasn't there, b'shas right, wasn't done for him, right, can be nehenna from it. Tosfos asks a different question over here. Says we know that the Rabbanan assered what's it called things to even things that weren't done by a goy, that happened by themselves. You have fruit that fell on Shabbos from a tree. You're not allowed to. It's muktzah, and you can't have any hanah from it because we're afraid you'll go up and pick more fruit. So why should being nehenna from a malach of a goy be less than that, right? Why should you be allowed to be nehenna from a goy of malacha the goy did for himself? Why shouldn't we be afraid that you'll end up doing the malacha too, just like you come up the tree? So Tosfos has two answers why it's different. One is because over there we're talking about something of food, and a person is really crazy about doing it, he may forget and do it on Shabbos. But things that don't do with food, right, is what's it called, we're not afraid. And the second one is those are things that are easy to do. It's easy just to pull some fruit off the tree. But to start lighting a fire or something like that, we know that a person's going to remember. He's not going to end up lighting a fire and forget himself on Shabbos because he was nehenna from the candle. There's a machlokas, and we've shown him what's it called, Tosfos meant. You need both of these things, what's it called, to be matter. It has to be something that's not food and not easy to do, then it's mutter, right, to be nehenna either from the melacha being done by itself or being done by a goy, or either one by itself is enough to be matter. The nafkamina is, what if a goy cooked a steak for himself in a way that it's not osur to eat it, right, because of stam of kashrus wise, it's mutter to eat kashrus wise, the goy cooked himself a steak, and now he left it over on Shabbos, so he's allowed to eat it or not. If the it's here, it's not an easy malacha. Cooking, baking something is not easy. It's not like pulling a piece of fruit off a tree. And for that reason, it'll be mutter. If the reason is because it's food, and people go crazy over food, and therefore they may forget themselves, here it's food. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, in this situation, b'shas hadchak, you can be somech on the people who are matter, but anything to do with food, and that's also easy, right, there you have to be machmer. Where both reasons don't apply, it's a food thing and it's an easy thing to do, then you can't be somech on that. It's also to be nehenna from it. And where it's not easy or it's not food, in those cases you can be mekel, b'dieved. Okay, let's go on. Utzricha. You need all these cases in the Mishnah. The iashmina ne'er mishum de ne'er le'echad ne'er le'meya. Avamayim ligzor dilma osi lafushe b'shvid Yisrael. You need the first case where the goy did it for himself, right, and he lit a candle for himself, that you can be nehenna from that candle, because I might think that's the only case it's mutter, because one candle suffices for one person or 100 people. There's no chance the guy's going to light more candles because there's a second person. Two people could be nehenna equally from the same candle. But mashenki in the water, there I might be afraid that even though the goy did it for himself, right, since more people necessitate more water, I may be afraid you'll tell him to get some for you, because right, and therefore you can't be nehenna even for that which he got for himself. Kamash Malon, no, we're not afraid of that. The Kevish Lomali. Why the case of the Kevish? Maisa de Ram Gamliel, Skein Kamashman. Wanted to tell me the Maisa of Ram Gamliel, which was talking about a Kevish, a ramp. So it told me the case of a ramp, too. Even though there's no real necessity to tell me the case of the ramp. And most learn the ramp is like the candle. You know, one ramp helps equally for one person or many people. Even though they say, Lechora, if you have a lot of people, you need a bigger ramp. So you have to build something bigger. It's not really true. Just have to go down it slower. That's all. I mean, not all the people at the same time. Okay, Tana Rabban, Eretz Rashi, Ner Lechad Ner Lemeya, Kivan the Nachra the Tzarchoi, Liko, since the Goy lit it for himself, Lekha Lemeyma the Bishvil Yisrael office. We're not going to say he's going to do more for the Jew now that he sees that the Jew wants to use it, because he doesn't have to do more. One candle suffices. Kevish Lamali, Hadumya the Nerhu. Kevish Lechad, Kevish Lemeya. Rashi says one Kevish suffices for 100 people or one person, as long as they don't go on the same time. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabban, Nachri Shalikit Asovim. Goy plucked up grass on Shabbos for his animal to eat. So Maich Lachar of Israel. So a Jew is allowed, and he did it for himself, and there's grass left over. So the Jew is allowed to, feed his animal that grass on Shabbos. Vim b'shvil Yisrael, also. But if he did it for the Jew, then the Jew is not allowed to have any hanor from it. Mile mayim lahashkos behemto, mashkachar of Israel. If he filled up water from a boar that's Rishus HaYochid and brought it into Rishus HaRabim for himself, for his own animal, then the Jew is allowed to use the leftover water for his animal. The im b'shvil Yisrael also. If he did it for the Jew, then it's also. Right? That's when do we say that you're allowed to do it? If the goy did it for himself, if you don't know this goy. But if you know the goy, then it's aser, because we're afraid that since you know him and he knows you, that he had you in mind also, that he wasn't just doing it for himself. Rashi, mach lach of Israel es behemto v'achra of davka nokat bekulu denochra tzorach asma of it. It has to be after the goy did it, because if you do it before he did it, then obviously he did it for you too. So the goy did it for himself and left over things. Now you want to know if you can use the leftovers that were done for the sake of the goy. Right now the Gemara thinks the reason that if you know him, it's Asr, because probably he has you in mind too. Since he knows you, he's a nice guy, so he's doing it for himself, but he's doing it also for you. If there's leftover, you could do it, you could have it too. So it's not doing it only for himself. If he knows you, we're afraid that he's doing it for you too. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Gemara says, Eini. Is that true? That if you know the goy, then it's usher, even if the goy did it for himself? Right? You're allowed to put your behema on, on asovim that were, that are still connected to the ground. Okay, you're allowed to take your animal and put him in a place where there's grass and let him graze. Okay, b'shabbos liros to graze. We're not afraid that you're going to come and pluck up the grass. The animal's going to do it on his own, right? And you're allowed to let your animal do normal things for its sake on Shabbos. That's not called to stop the animal from doing malacha. Because it says, that Shabbos is a leman yonuach, shorcha v'chamorcha. The purpose is that the animal should rest. And if you're going to prevent it from eating and grazing, that's no rest for the animal. So if the animal's doing it for its own purposes, not for your purposes, that's not called mechamer, that's not called meleches, meleches behemto, shvisas behemto. To let the animal rest, in a way it's a rest for it. So an animal's allowed to eat from the mechubar on Shabbos. Of a law agabi mukta, the eno mamido agabi mukta Rashi shemi yitol biyado v'yachil, v'hanami mukta ninu l'gabi tiltul the esmal hoy mechubarin. So we're not afraid that you're going to rip grass off the ground, but we are afraid that you'll be metaltul mukta. That's a lesser aveira. So you can't put your animal on on mukta and let it eat it. So the chora over here, right? How can you let your animal eat what the goy left over? It's mukta. Because it was mechubar when Shabbos came in. So now, even though the goy separated it, it remains muktzah. So what's it called? Body case where the animal's eating directly from the ground. It never had a chance of being mukta. It was eaten, or it was connected to the ground. So then we're not afraid. But here it was already separated from the ground. The goy separated grass, left it for his animal. The animal left over, and there's now grass separated from the ground. L'chor, you're not allowed to put an animal there because we're afraid you'll come to move the mukta. Samara says it's not talking where you put your animal over the grass that the goy cut, right? But it's talking the koyim lebi'apa, the azlahi, the achla. You, what's it called, maneuver the animal to go there, but you don't put the animal there. Since you're not there, there's no chashash that you're going to move around the mukta. The animal's in one place, you're in a different place, but you maneuver the animal to get him to where you want him to go. So that problem's not a problem. How you can eat the leftover grass, let your animal eat the leftover grass, even though it's mukta, because you're not putting him there where you're standing over him. You're in another place, and you just made him go there. Omar mar, b'medvar mamurim shein makiro. Now we're going back to the other part that we said. That's only if you don't know the goy. Avo makiro aser. If you know the goy, then it's aser, because we're afraid, that's what we think till now, we're afraid that he's doing it for you also, since he knows you. Samara says, "Ho Ram Gamliel makiro havi." Lemaisa, the case of Ram Gamliel was where he knew the goy. He was in the boat with him for who knows how long, right? And they all came out of the boat together. So Mestame, he knew it. Om Rabbi Shalom b'fonav havi. No, the only time that makiro is usher is if you're, he's doing it in your presence. Then we say, since he knows the Jew, he probably has him in mind too. But if the Jew isn't there bichlal at the time he does the malacha, then he doesn't have mind of a Jew who's not there. So even makiro is mutter if it's shalom b'fanav. Rabba Omar, afilu teima b'fanav. Rava says, afilu teima b'fanav. It could be in that case of Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel was standing there when he made the ramp. And he knew the goy. And it's still mutter. Why? Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. Because the only time it's aser, if you know the goy, even though he does it for himself, and he's doing it with you there, is if he would have to do more for you. Then we're afraid that maybe he added more for the sake of the Jew. But if it's one common thing, like a kevesh, or a ner, he lit one candle, right? 10 candles, makes no difference, he did it for himself. Even the Jew is standing there, he knows the Jew, we're not afraid that he did more for the Jew, because you don't need more. You need the same for one person as for 10 people. So wherever we say the case that we're not afraid he's going to do more for the Jew, then it's mutter. But in something that he could do more, right, a goy cooked something on Shabbos, right? And the Jew was there, and he knows him. We're afraid that maybe he had in mind to cook a little bit more because he knows this Jew and he wanted to do him a favor. And there you could add for somebody else, not the same thing for one person and 10 people. That's when it's awesome. Meshtei. So the mayor's going to ask on that. So now we have what's it called, the Rava, who says that what's it called, a Machlokas Abayin Rava. Abaye says the only time it's mutter, if the goy did it for himself, and you know the goy, is if he did it shalom b'fanav, if you weren't there when he did it. And Rava says even if you were there, it's okay, as long as it's something that usually you don't make more for more people.
In the case of Rabban Gamliel, even if it was shalom b'fanav, the guy from the boat, according to Abaye, he knew he wanted to get off the boat. So what's the difference is there or not? He had das and everybody in the boat to get off. He's the captain, he didn't make the...
Yeah, but it could be that himself. Since he had to do it for himself, and the yid wasn't in front of him, he doesn't think about people he doesn't see. And that's what I said. We're choshish only that the goy sees the Jew, he'll do it for him too. He doesn't see him in front of him, and he has to do it for himself, then he's doing it for himself. He doesn't, not interested in people he doesn't see. He knows, yeah, right.
Everybody doesn't care
right.
What anybody
else can do.
Right. Just wants to get off.
Right. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask, Ram Gamliel, hoil v'shlobefaneinu, aso neiridbo. Right? Ram Gamliel said, since it wasn't in our presence that he did it, right? He made this ramp and we weren't there, so we can use the ramp. Mashma, the only reason you can use it is because it wasn't there. Mashma, if he was there, even though a ramp is something you don't make bigger for more people, it would be awesome. And that's like a bay, not like Rava. So it says, Eima hoil vaso neiridbo. No, not because he did it shalom b'faneinu, right? What Ram Gamliel really said, since he did it for himself, right, then we can go down even if we were there. Toshma, Irshi Yisrael v'nochrim dorim v'socha, v'hoysa b'merchat samarachetzos b'shabbos. You have a city where there's Jews and goyim live in the city. And there was a bathhouse that was, what's it called, heated up on Shabbos. They used it, the goyim used it on Shabbos. Imrov nochrim mutter lirchos b'miyad. So if it's mostly, so you're not allowed to go to a bathhouse on Shabbos anyway, so Shaila is not on Shabbos. Shaila is, can you use it immediately after Shabbos? Something a goy did for a Jew, right, we ask her to be nehenna from that after Shabbos in the amount of time that it would take to have done it on Shabbos. So you don't gain anything, and you won't come to tell the goy to do it on Shabbos, so you could use it immediately after Shabbos. Right? So if a goy did some malacha, and the malacha takes an hour to do, he cooked something on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to eat from that thing till after Shabbos, an hour. Because we're afraid that next Shabbos you'll tell him to cook it on Shabbos, so you'll be able to eat it immediately after Shabbos, and you'll save the hour of cooking time. So therefore, what's it called? If most of the city is goyim, then we assume they heated up the bathhouse for the goyim. Person does something for the rove of people. And therefore, since they heated up for goyim, right, theoretically you could use it even on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos. So you're allowed to use those waters immediately after Shabbos. We're not afraid that you'll tell the goy or whatever. It wasn't done for you. So it was a goy did it for himself. Im rov Yisrael, yamtim b'dei sheyech muchamin. But what's it called? If they did it, if most Jews live in the city, right, a miut of goyim, minority of goyim, and mostly Jews, then we see that he does it for the Jew. And therefore, what's it called? You have to wait the amount of time it takes to heat up the water after Shabbos before you can use that water. Samara says, so what was the kasha, the chara, Rashi? Here it was shalo b'fanav, right? Wasn't there. And still, it seems that it's awesome. Because it would be awesome to use that on Shabbos. You can't even use it till an hour after Shabbos. So, l'chara, just being shalo b'fanav doesn't help, right? Samara says, no, over there, it's not shalo b'fanav, and the goy did it for himself, or he did it for goyim, and shalo b'fanav. That's not the reason it's awesome. The reason it's awesome is because with most Jews in the city, the goy who eats up the bathhouse has Jews in mind. He goes after, well, who's the most in the city? So he has Jews in mind at the time. If you have Jews in mind, for sure it's awesome. Okay. Rashi. Eima hoel v'shalo b'faneinu kashi l'rava. Tishamina mine de b'pon of aser afal pishein kan mar b'bishvila. Right, this is a kash on Rava, since Rav Gamliel said the reason we can go down the ramp is because he did it when we weren't there. Where it says, Eima hoel v'asu neiridbo. The time allowed mishum shalo b'fanevu. Elohachi avi maisa. The maisa was different. And Rav Gamliel didn't say, since he did it, not in our presence, since he did it, he didn't do it for us, even if we were there, it would be mutter. Mutter lirchos v'miyad l'motzei Shabbos. Dichtei sheyech muchamim, shelo yehene v'mashik dimo lohachim b'shabbos. He shouldn't get benefit from the fact that they heated it up on Shabbos, right? So he's going to have to wait the same amount of time as if he had started heating it up after Shabbos. Dichtein b'chol maisa Shabbos, nosnu chachomim shir lahamtin l'erev, b'chtei sheyasu. All things done by goyim for Yidden on Shabbos, where it's also to be Nehen on Shabbos, you have to wait Motzei Shabbos until the time that it would have taken to do that on Shabbos. V'hocha d'chimum le'echot chimum le'meya. Heating up the bathhouse is the same for one person or 1,000 people. You have to heat up the same area, right? You're heating up the whole bath. D'vavas achas mechamim, you heat up the whole thing at one time. Uktani imrov Yisrael, d'havidumi d'makiro, where it's Rov Yisrael, it's similar to the case where they know the Jews. If most Jews are in the city, the Mestama the Goyim know the Jews. The Masik Adaite Lasos Apishvilo. Aser Afagav Shalobafanav. And here we see what's it called, that it's Aser, even Shalobafanav. So it's a Kasha and Abaya too. It's a Kasha and Abaya and Rav. Right? The Kasha Bein Labaya Bein Larav. Where it says Adaite the Rav Mechami. No, since most of the city is Jews, it's not that we're afraid that he may have Kavani. Badafka has Kavani for the Jews. The Iker Chil HaShabbos V'Shilam. You do things for the majority of people. The majority of people are Jews. He's doing it for them. Aval Nochri V'Yisrael, the Nochri Adaita Nafshe. But when you have one Jew and a Goy, and the Goy doesn't be Iker for himself, he's doing it that he should be Nehen. He's not a bathhouse attendant who's doing it for the people that come to the bath. There we say, he does it for the Jews. Here, the Goy's doing it for himself. So you know for sure he's doing it for himself. The Chashash is, maybe he's also doing it for the Jew. There, if the Jew's not there, according to Abaya. Or even if he is there, but it's something that you don't have to add anything, that's mutter. Who David Shari La Bayish Lo B'Fanav Lo B'Afil Lo B'Fanav.
Okay. How does it apply, for example, going back to the natural case of the fruit flying, like the sun heating up?
Yeah, they're only afraid you do it on Shabbos, so it's you didn't do anything. But here we're afraid you'll tell the goy to do it. You're not going to tell the tree to let the fruit fall off, right?
No, if the hot water in the dirt gets heated up by the sun, overshot.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, immediately. Right. Even if a Jew does it, you can do it immediately. By a Jew, they weren't afraid that you tell a Jew to do a malach on Shabbos, only a goy. So if a Jew did a malacha where it's mutter for other people, mutter Shabbos, mutter immediately. Okay. Toshma, ner hadolik b'mesiba. You have somebody, a goy, lit a candle in a party. So imrov nachrim, mutter l'shtamish la'ora. If most of the people at the party are goyim, then you're allowed to be nehenna from the candle. Because they did it for the goy. So like we said before, ner le'echad, ner le'meya, if they're Jews who happen to be at the party on Shabbos, and the goy lit the lights, you're allowed to be nehenna from it. Im rov Yisrael, osur. But if it's mostly Jews, then obviously they did it for the sake of the Jews. Then it's osur. Nechza, nechza, osur. If it's half and half, equally, still osur. Hasam nami, ki madlake, adaite, deruba madlake. Same thing over there. Over there, it's not that we're choshish, maybe they have the Jew. There, you light for who the most people are. So you're doing bedavka for the Jew. That's no dimyon to the case where the goy is doing it for himself, and we're afraid, since he knows the Jew, whether he also has the Jew in mind or not. Here, bedavka has the Jews in mind. He does it for whoever the most people are. Rashi, near hadol mesiva shol b'nei adam, imrov Yisrael aser, v'hacha da'avi dumya de'makiro, hoel v'ruba ninu, since the mostly Jews, mestama the goyim know them, and the reason is because the mistama, even though he's doing it for himself, he's doing it for them too. Mer says, no, it's not that he's doing it for himself and he's maybe has them in mind. When since it's mostly Jews, he's doing it for them openly. Okay. Shmuel ikla lebe oven, the oven Toran, right? Shmuel went to the house of oven Toran. Asahu nachri adlik shraga. So a goy came and he lit a candle. And he did it for them. He did it, what's it called, to do them a favor. They were sitting in the dark, and he came and lit a candle for them. Adrinu Shmuel yate. So Shmuel turned his face away. Kivin dechaz the icy shtar, the kakari, right? And then he saw that the goy brought a shtar to read by the candlelight. So Omar adaiti dinafshi hudadik. He didn't do it for us. I thought that he lit this candle for us. So he turned his face, he didn't want to use the candle. But then he realized that the goy brought a shtar, he wanted to start reading a book. So he realized the goy lit the candle, not for them, he lit it for himself. Adrinu iu ape legabi shraga. Then he turned it on, he could use it now. Since the goy did it, obviously, for himself. Rashi adaita deruba, hilkach Yisrael ikr, umechzal mechzal nami, lekala meka malo de milsa, dikala meimer ikr daite de madlik bishvil Yisrael, dikala meimer ikr daite de madlik bishvil nachri. In a case where there's mostly Jews, we say he had Jews in mind for sure. When there's half and half, we're not sure who he had in mind, so therefore it's osur. But in the case where the goy did it for himself, and there was another Jew there, so then we're not choshish that he did it for the other Jew, either if it's not in his presence, or even in his presence, what's it called, since he did it bedafka for himself, and he didn't have to do more for the Jew, according to Rav. Toran makom. Avin Toran means oven from the place of Toran. The icy star, the goy who lit the candle, brought a star to read. It was obvious that he did it for him himself. So here, just a few halachas here. We said this already. The what's it called? The Rashba, the Ridva, say that the halacha is like Rava, that Shaloba fun, and then even more than what we see in the Gemara Rava. What would be in the case like this? The halacha is like Rava, that even befun of, but if it's something that you can't make more of, then even if you know the goy, you could be nehenna. Okay, the goy did it for himself. We're not choshish that he added for the Jew because you don't have to add anything. So even if you know the goy, even Bafanov, you can do it. What about Shalom Bafanov? Abaya holds Shalom Bafanov is what's it called, is mutter. What does Rava hold Shalom Bafanov, where you could add for the goy? Where you could add for the Jew? Cooking, right? The goy cooked something for himself, and it was left over, but you know the goy. Are we afraid that the goy had in mind to add for the Jew? Or since it was Shalom Bafanov, he didn't have in mind. So the summary shown in the Rashba, the Ritva, hold that Shalom Bafanov, according to Rava, is mutter, even if it's something you could add. Because Bafanov is mutter, if you can add, you don't have to add, and you know him, Shalom Bafanov is one step even better. The Rif and the Rosh hold Shalom Bafanov is aser, if you can add, because we're afraid that you may tell the goy to do it for next Shabbos, to add a little bit more for me next Shabbos. I enjoyed what you cooked this Shabbos, right? We're afraid what he'll tell him for next Shabbos, and that is something that the Tosefta says is aser, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens also. That Shalom Bafanov, it's something that you could add is aser, if you know the goy, because we're afraid what it'll be for next Shabbos. Okay. What? No, anything that you could add more for. Okay. What else? Goy lived for himself. Yeah, we said before, even if there's rogue Jews, but you know for sure the goy did it for himself, like the case of Shmuel, where he, what's it called, where he came and read a book. So you know for sure he did it for himself. There it's what's it called, mutter the Rosh holds. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can paskin like that Rosh, that it's mutter. What if he did it for himself, and he also did it Litzorach Yisrael, but it's not something that you need to add. He lit the candle, he had the Jew in mind, he had himself in mind, right? So the Rosh holds that's mutter. Since he didn't have to add anything, and he had himself in mind, the fact that he had the Jew in mind doesn't add anything. And the, what's it called, the Meiri holds its Osir. And the Ritva says, the Halach is like the Rashba, but it's something that you don't have to add, and obviously like the Meiri is something that you could add. The Magen Avraham holds its Osir no matter what, if he did it for himself and for the Jew. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'chatchila should be machmer. And if the goy, you know the goy did it for you also, but he did it for himself, then what's it called? Then it's osir. The diavid, you could be meiko. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal had an interesting chakira here. What is the heter of what's it called where the goy did it for himself? Is the heter that he did it for himself, right? That the goy did it for himself, nails mutter for a Jew. But if there wouldn't be a goy at all, a malacha would have been done by itself, what's it called? And maybe it's not, doesn't have the heter, or is the iser that he did it for the Jew? Goy did it for the Jew. Nafkamina is if you have malachas done by a Shabbos clock. They weren't done for a goy, but they weren't done for a Jew specifically. So he says in certain kinds of cases, lechora, that may be usher if the only heter is because the goy did it for himself. The Maaser Metzias is the world is makel by bichlal by Shabbos clocks to be matter. Even though Ramosha Feinstein says that when it comes to malachas that aren't really, really necessary, he also holds you shouldn't use a Shabbos clock. Okay, also, do you have to leave the house? A goy comes into your house, does you a favor, he turns your lights on. Do you have to go out of the house? You're not allowed to be nehenna from it. He did it for you. Right? So we see from Shmuel that he turned his face. Didn't want to be nehenna from it. And if there's no way of turning your face, the lights in all the room, right, you have to close your eyes or walk out of the house or whatever. So what's it called? The tour says that you don't have to go out of the house that much. They weren't, what's it called, didn't bother you. And the same thing, the Ramah passes like that. And the Magen Avraham says, L'maisa, to me, this chassidus, at least to turn your face or close your eyes so you don't get any even unwanted hanoah from the thing that was.